This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, change is coming. That's what happens when you win a Super Bowl. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Change could be good, though. And not all change is bad. Change will happen. Every team in the NFL for the Eagles, a little bit hit last week, although it flew way under the radar around here. Kellen Moore took the Saints job, and we just...
I didn't think he was going to show up, to be totally honest.
We just shook it off. Like, what? We got a parade. Kellen Moore is the Saints coach? Who cares? 215-592-9494. Well, I do think it's a big deal. Flew under the radar last week. I do think it's a big deal. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? Is it a big deal that Kellen Moore is now gone, and the Eagles will have a fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years for Jalen Hurts? I think it is, and I think it's going to be a big challenge to replace him. He could take some of these assistants down up to New Orleans. We shall see. 215-592-94.
To the people of Philadelphia.
We got a lot to do on the show today. We're very excited here. We have Devin coming up a little bit later. She's live in Clearwater with the Phillies. Does it feel weird that the Phillies began spring training?
Yes.
It snuck up on all of us.
You know what feels weird is that we're going to be down there in a few weeks. Like, I'm like, damn.
You got your shorts packed?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you have like 4 weeks.
I got some time, but still. Yeah. I forgot to drop the suitcase off.
What do you mean, the suitcase?
Oh, I brought the pink one.
Hugh had a huge pink suitcase.
I got to
give
it back.
No, you got to bring that down to Clearwater.
Nice to be.
I think you could find a way to put some shorts there. Anyway, we'll get to some Philly stuff coming up. Our first thoughts as spring training begins, including a theme that's starting to emerge the first few days. Devin will check in. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. Hugh, that first clue for Hugh's Clues was?
It was a U.S. president before 2000.
All right, there's your first clue.
No, this person was a U.S. president before you.
Yes, we'll get you a second one coming up a little bit later this hour. And we have to get to our favorite moments from what was a special day on Friday with the parade, though. Let's go back to the phone lines, though. Let's go to Dustin, who's in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Yo, Joey G.
What's up, Dustin?
Dustin, what's up, buddy?
Dude, how friggin' great is it to feel we're two-time Super Bowl champs?
It hits different with the two, right? Like, you think about those franchises, Dustin, that have won one, like the Saints, the Jets, and it's like, all right, one... It's one, but when you start adding up two, and then we look forward to three, it puts you in a different stratosphere as a franchise.
And honestly, I think we're the next franchise that could be possibly talking about a three-peat. I know, like, I'm jumping the gun here, but...
Can we get a two-peat? Like,
I know, Hog, but here's the deal, man.
Think big, Douglas!
No, you got it. You're right, Dustin. I'm sorry. Think big.
This is what it comes down to, Hog. You've been saying it all year. How do you feel about the whole defense?
I feel great. They're young.
Do you think it's a necessity or a luxury after seeing what
it's still a luxury? That mantra's not going to change. It's not a necessity. It's a luxury. It's not going
to
change.
I mean, the luxury that led to a championship.
Because, see, y'all, like, Dustin, you my guy, but y'all didn't understand what I was saying when I said it.
But did you understand what you were saying when you said it?
I understood what I said when I was saying it.
That was an extra gummy morning, if you ask me.
I'm a visionary. I am the only person.
MB Wiggity.
I'm the only person on this station. that had them going to the Super Bowl. Like, that's I am a sage when it comes to these predictions and these hot takes.
No, Jack Fritz had him 16 in one of the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Jack Fritz is a joke. Nobody takes Jack serious.
Oh, my.
I mean, with all due respect, but Jack said that tongue-in-cheek. Jack can't wait till baseball season starts.
Well, that's true. That part's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for baseball.
You know, when I first talked to Kyle, I told him, I was like, you know, it is a very big deal. Just the more and more I think about it, it comes back to the reason why I'm so high on it. This team is put together like no other professional. Every single position that they are at, they are almost, I can't guarantee it, but there's like a 90% chance that every single position we're better than every other team we play. So it is important when it comes to play calling and this, that, and third, but you have such good athletes surrounded by these guys. The team is just unbelievable. It's crazy. No,
well, they are. And here's the best part, Dustin. They're young, and a lot of this will stay together, right? Like, we know we're losing Kellen Moore, and we're going to get to some of these. They got four big free agents and three on the defensive side that could go. We'll see. But the crux of this thing is coming back. Jalen and AJ and Saquon and Devontae and the O-line and Jalen Carter and Cooper and Quinyon. Like, they're bringing a lot of this thing back, Dustin.
Well, let me throw this at you, Hugh, because you're a trenches and comfortable in that pocket.
But guess what, Dustin? I was one of the ones that when he played guard, with given his size, I didn't think he would be a good guard, and he proved me wrong. So with that being said, the way that Coach Stoutland coaches, if it's safe, and I don't want to lose him, but we're going to lose some players, I would feel comfortable with him coaching up the next guy. If he designates somebody that guy, then I'm okay with him designating that person that guy.
Yeah,
he's batting 1,000 right about now.
Yeah, and we forget now because it's all played out. There's been so many stories, but like, he was an afterthought. I remember the day they signed him. We thought it was at that point to be like a swing tackle, the backup to Lane or Mailata. They gave him like 1 year, $5 million. And then Dustin, he goes out there, and you're right, he was really good. And he was better than I thought he'd be because he was pretty much a bust for the Jets. But, boy, he was good with Stoutland fixing him here. All right, Dustin, give us a guess here. Give us a guess. President before the year 2000. Who's Hugh thinking of today?
Man, you didn't throw us anything here, Hog. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
Well, that's obviously before 2000.
Not a bad guess.
Well before 2000, but it's not the answer. Dustin, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Dre. And then we got to get to some of our favorite moments from the Super Bowl parade speeches and the whole day on Friday. Dre is up on WIP. Good morning, Dre.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dre.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh, I want to ask you something that Seth Joyner pointed out with DeCamera and John this morning. He pointed out that we should all be a lot more relaxed knowing that Fangio's thing, one, and two, how Jalen played against Steve Spagnuolo's. I mean, I think that should ease everybody's mind. Like, I know losing a coordinator, it really sucks, but that's just the name of the game. We're keeping it a bean. What you think?
I hear what Seth's saying, but Seth knows just as well as I do. The fans aren't going to relax. We got to be up in arms about something.
We got to win again.
Yeah, we got to go back. We got to go back.
Now, Dre, your point on Jalen is a great one. So I saw this stat last week. So Steve Spagnuolo has been a coach, a defensive coordinator, for 25 playoff games in his career. You know, you go all the way back in the day of the Giants and then obviously all the Chiefs games, right? This was the best a quarterback ever played in any playoff game against Spagnuolo statistically. So, like, this is a guy that has shut down Tom Brady. And Jalen Hurts has torched him twice in the biggest game. It is a comforting feeling.
And if Jalen hadn't played the way he played, obviously, in that Super Bowl, but he's outplayed Patrick twice, I think I would be a lot more freaked out, obviously. But I think it's not as big a deal, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Howie and everybody already knows ahead of the game, like, yeah, we're going to lose somebody. We're going to lose some coordinators, you know, whatever. Let's keep the ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they very likely will, Dre, because that's how good they are at so many things. Dre, we appreciate it. I want to make it clear what I'm saying by this. Like, when I say a big deal, I don't think the Kellen Moore is the difference between 14 wins and, like, 9. But there's that, Hugh, there's a thin line between good and great, right? This year's Eagles team was great. 2 years ago now, 2023, they weren't great, right? They were good, I guess you could call it. It just was a weird year because they started off 10-1. They finished 11-6. They were a good football team. They won 11 games, but they weren't great. Like that, it feels like the last 3 years, the line there has been the defense, which some people are still calling a luxury, and then the efficiency of the offense. 2 years ago wasn't super efficient.
But is Kellen Moore the reason, in your opinion, this offense was great this year?
It was part of the reason. I mean, was he an upgrade over Brian Johnson?
I mean, yeah, but Brian Johnson was Saquon like the bottom of the barrel. So what? They're like, what does that really say?
Okay, so but now we're
I could have been an upgrade over Brian Johnson.
We're back on the roulette wheel of hoping to not get Brian Johnson. Like, does anyone here have any idea if Kevin Petullo has any idea of what he's doing? He's been here for 6 years. No one's ever thought of him as a coordinator, or 4 years, excuse me.
So, like, I mean, picking the next OC is obviously a big deal. We're talking about the loss of Kellen Moore in particular.
Right, but and losing to me, that's Kellen not Moore like, leads you to that, right?
Well, if you just I understand him. That, but like on the surface, you don't think of losing Kellen Moore, or you don't think of Kellen Moore as, wow, like he's a great offensive coordinator, like crap, we're letting him walk out the door. Like that to me, the loss of him, you're not dropping off probably too far based on who you get.
I hope you guys are right. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk about Friday a little bit. Hugh, it was a special day. We got to do the show from the rooftop at the Logan, and we led right up to, right as our show was ending on Friday, right? That's when the buses started to arrive, and the players started to arrive, and the whole team started to arrive, and then we got to the speeches. Hugh, let's go back to Friday. If you had to pick out some of your favorite moments from the day, from the speeches, what stood out to Hugh Douglas on Friday, parade day?
What stood out to me? Well, obviously, Jordan Mailata singing. I think the Howie getting hit in the face with a beer, that kind of stuck out to me. What else? Some stuff like off the beaten path of the parade, the shout out to the lady that jumped in the sewer to get her phone. That was bananas.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Would you have done that or you let the phone go?
That phone would have been gone.
Okay, yeah, me too.
She's a trooper, though. Because she jumped down there and people was videotaping and everything. That was, a lot. She's
disgusting.
Nasty.
I mean, she's let's a nasty call lady. It what it is.
She's a nasty lady.
Do you think she would have done it if it was a normal day? Or do you think the feel of the day, probably, you know, a little bit of drinks.
Alcohol induced.
Yeah.
It was definitely alcohol induced. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know what your carrier provider is. But normally nowadays, they back those things up in the cloud. So whatever you had on that phone.
Is it really worth it?
You could have gotten it, you know, and I understand, you know, the fact that you want your phone back. But that kind of stood out to me. And you know what? Since it's Tuesday and we're a couple days removed from parade, Jason Kelce raised the bar so high on the parade speeches that – the guys tried, but they kind of fell short a little bit. Well, I mean, I appreciate. Don't get me wrong. Now,
They were fine. They were good.
They were fine. But that the whole outfit, the diatribe, and the whole underdog thing, it felt really like okay. It felt like what's next? It almost felt like a hey, next get ready for the next one.
So I didn't think anyone tried to top Kelce, which I liked, right? Because that would have probably been
There was some trying to top him, but
No one wore an outfit like that.
No, nobody wore an outfit, but there was definitely some grandiose moments where they tried to top Kelce, like the mayor, for instance.
Well, that was too much. I know
my Sora works with the mayor.
If
closely.
We're calling this down the middle, Hugh. She was up there too long.
Oh, listen, my gosh. It's
awful. I hope my Soros not listening right now because I'm never going to be invited to Sigma Zeta.
You're not running for office anytime soon, either, are you?
But you had no chance to be here.
Boy, I could just hear now they call it a Soros. He about to start running his mouth. She was up there too long, though.
Of course she was. You can't go from not being able to spell Eagles to having a 7-minute speech in 2 weeks.
See, like, I love the mayor. Love her. She did too much. She was doing the most. See, I ain't never going to
When you can
nowhere.
Hear the crowd chanting, wrap it up, you know, you've
wrap
done...
it up. No, I was yelling it. Wrap it up,
B. Oh, you were
no,
the one?
But you know what's
you
funny?
You started the chant.
Initially, because where we were, it got rowdy because as the day progressed, you know how it goes. People, you know, the sauce starts saucing.
Yeah.
So she was like 2 minutes in and Buddy beside me was already like, come on, Mayor. And he started talking about some stuff that had nothing to do.
Because we didn't go to the parade to hear her give a speech.
He started talking about something that ain't had nothing to do with the parade. He was on his own tirade. But then after a while, you were like, you know what? She is long talking.
She absolutely long talk.
And then she doubled down and started talking about some other stuff. And then yeah. that's when people start getting antsy.
Get her out. Let's
get her off of stage.
Let's get the Eagles up. All right, let's hear some of our greatest moments from Friday. Can we start with Howie Roseman after he got hit with the beer can and then went up there and told everyone what he does for the city?
I bleed for this city. Go Eagles. Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs, and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
Slur speech Howie is my favorite.
I love it. I need the t-shirt, the I Bleed for the City Howie t-shirt.
Yo, was the speech slurred from the beer can or from the beer?
Possibly concussed and the beer.
You know what the best part, and this is happening, I never got hit in the face with a beer can, but I got hit in the face with a full box of Moon Pies before.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
When I was at Mardi Gras. I was three sheets to the wind, and I was in Alabama because you know that's the original Mardi Gras originated.
Oh,
in Alabama.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it originated in Alabama. So I'm in Alabama, and I'm on the street. And you know, if you've ever been to a Mardi Gras, you like I understand everybody talks about the one in New Orleans, but you have to go to one in Alabama because they throw everything. They were throwing collard greens one time. Like a bag full of collard greens.
Wait, what?
You got to go. Like, you got to go. They were throwing TV stands, like, you know, the
bag. That seems really dangerous.
It is. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, right, and I'm behind the thing, right? So I'm drunk, and I'm trying to get some beads. So I got hit in the face with a box of Moon Pies, full box.
So hold on.
Bam!
Collard greens, TV stands, and Moon Pies?
You have to listen. Anybody that has ever been to Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, they know I'm not lying. They were throwing everything but beads. So I got hit in the face with a box of Moon Pies. When you're drunk like that, you don't really feel it.
Like Howie didn't really feel it.
No, he didn't feel it. It was more the reaction and then probably the blood trickling down into his forehead.
Oh, he felt it the next day, though.
Well, and his wife probably told him, oh, my God, hun. You got beaned by a beer can. It did for him to sit there and talk about his love for the city.
He bleeds for it.
Oh, that Howie's, that's the best.
He was awesome. I love the Howie speech. Can we hear from Jordan Mailata? Hugh referenced that. Mailata singing "We Are the Champions" with the crowd on Friday.
Philly! Hey, can y'all hear me in the back? Can y'all hear me in the back? First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Lurie for creating such an amazing organization. I want to thank Howie Roseman for creating such an amazing team. And I want to thank Nick Sirianni for leading that amazing team. But we can't forget about our significant others. I want to thank our wives, girlfriends, and whoever else got us here. Now, I'm not one for speeches, but I know how to sing, so I'm going to need some help. I want to sing a song that everyone here should know. Kind of sounds like this. We are the champions, my friend. There we go. Come on. We keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions. Come on, Philly. Of the world, go Birds!
That was awesome. Now, it helps that he can sing. Yeah. A lot of times people will get to a mic and they've been drinking a little bit and they can't sing. And, you know, it's like you got to just gotta go along with it. He can actually sing.
You know, I got three of them now. But it's him and Landon Dickerson are two of my favorite. But Cooper DeJean is rapidly starting to move up that list. Did you see the fanfare that he had this weekend?
He was everywhere.
Cooper DeJean. Man, he's going to be – his jersey is probably going to ride with Saquon's next year.
Well, by the way, Cooper's going to join us tomorrow at 11. So
cool.
We're going to get Coop before he gets super big this offseason. Yeah, but he was everywhere. Yeah, he's young. He's got that whole – like he's the and he's going to be here a while, right? He's under contract. He's a rookie. Yeah, he checks every box here. We also had this from A.J. Brown. Was this A.J. Brown listening to Hugh Douglas last week and maybe talking about him? Here he was at the podium.
Adrian! Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just wanted to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but it's one thing you can get right. I'm a champion.
Wait, he's a champion.
Don't forget that.
Yeah,
he's a champion.
Oh, he won. I mean, if he was talking, I accept that gracefully.
Okay.
But nobody brought up stats but you. if I'm gonna defend myself from getting, you know, ridiculed in front of everybody. I mean, nobody brought up stats but you, dog. You the one that talked about, you know, how you wanted to dominate. And you know, I mean, I didn't say that. That was you, but you are a champion. That's one thing that I cannot take from you. That's something that I've never accomplished in my career, and I applaud you for that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think Kellen is very detailed in everything that he does. Very smart. Has a great, you know, played at a very high level, has done this at a very high level, so can relate to the players and that aspect. Puts the guys in good positions to succeed, can lead men, you know, is a good leader of men. You know, as I get to sit here and watch him, you know, install the offense, you know, just you can see that and you can say, man, he'd be great in front of the team. You know, he's in front of the offense right now, but, man, he'd be great in front of the entire team, inspiring the team. getting his message across to the team, coaching football to the team, you know, coaching the ins and outs of football.
Gonna miss him. It's a big deal he's leaving.
Not that big a deal.
Don't you feel the emotion with Kellen Moore leaving?
Who do you think needed who more? Kellen Moore needed Jalen Moore or Jalen needed Kellen Moore?
That's a good question.
I think Kellen needed Jalen Moore, to be honest. If I'm looking at it because...
Well, Jalen was more secure.
Well, this was Kellen's bounce back. Now, granted, there was a lot of people injured in San Diego when he was there.
Including Herbert, had a bad finger.
Yeah, he was injured, but still, nobody cares about all that. Nobody cares about the labor pain. Show me the baby. And he didn't deliver.
So Jalen did, like, the performance the last 2 weeks into the whole thing is why Kellen Moore's a head coach, right? Right? Jalen and Saquon and all these guys, that they helped Kellen Moore become a head coach. I mean, you're right about Hugh. You're right. He kind of, the Eagles helped elevate Kellen Moore, right, to head coach status because he had been close. He had been interviewing, all that kind of stuff. But Kellen Moore also helped them. I mean, I think I'm with you that he needed them more. But now we're back on the roulette game of let's hope we get a good offensive coordinator. Let's hope Kevin Petullo, who's been here for 4 years, the only time we hear his name is when Sirianni just drops him into a press conference for no reason.
Well, that's probably, they were probably greasing that those kids.
Remember those every Tuesday? Like,
yeah,
he's
good. Like, because that probably was the case.
They probably knew.
And then you have to think that at some point that probably gives the reins back to Coach Sirianni a little bit.
Well, he's the common denominator.
Yeah.
In terms of how the offense went, sure.
Yeah.
And especially if it's a guy that's been under him, like Petullo, for a long time. Look, I don't think this is going to kill the Eagles. And I still think they're going to have a great chance to repeat. I mean, look, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. That bakes in that Kellen Moore is not here. I mean, that's obviously true. I just think it's a big deal because, I mean, like, maybe I'm being simplistic about it, but the last two games of the season, the biggest games, they scored 95 points, and Lane Johnson called him a genius. Like, if you told me that before the season and you say, Joe, is it a big deal if you lose that guy? I'd say, yeah.
And I will say this, because we tend to, you know, get out over our skis a lot of times. He was the same guy who, like, weeks before that, we were wondering, like, what the hell was he calling that Jalen's holding the ball as long as he's holding it? There was a perfect storm, man. So
well,
I think we can't forget the bad, because I remember being in games where his offense looked like what the hell are you doing? Maybe that was a quarterback, maybe that was a coach, but still.
Well, then that brings you to how much of the good or bad was him, and how much was it just Jalen? Right, like when Jalen plays well, Kellen Moore's smart. When Jalen doesn't play well, Kellen Moore's a dummy. I mean, I don't know the answer till we see now him next year without Kellen.
Just when I think of a big deal loss of a coordinator, I'm thinking of Ben Johnson leaving the Lions. Like, Ben Johnson was the reason that offense looked great, and in turn, the reason why the offense had as good of a season as they did. Like, when you think about this Eagles team, you think about Saquon Barkley, and you think about Vic Fangio and the defense.
I agree with you. Now, let me give you, and you mentioned this from a couple years ago. I don't know if many people here thought Jonathan Gannon was a genius. But
he wasn't.
But part of the reason that the defense was so bad the next year, what was it because Jonathan Gannon wasn't here, or they didn't adequately replace Jonathan Gannon? That's also part of it.
Because Desai sucked.
Well, right. But and like I hope the Eagles make a good hire here, and maybe who they have internally is going to be good. But this is part of the reality when you win the Super Bowl. They're behind the hiring cycle now. They're probably going to have to stay internal. And last time they did this, it didn't work out great. 215-592-9494. Is Kellen Moore leaving a big deal? And your favorite moment, memory, speech from the Super Bowl parade on Friday.
There is also the thought that they learned from their last mistake.
Yep.
And, you know, who knows what the real reason was that they elevated Brian Johnson. Was it because they thought of his relationship with Jalen Hurts would
help?
Yeah. And, like, maybe now all of a sudden they're like, well, you know, we learned from that. Let's maybe try and get somebody. Maybe Kevin Petullo's like a completely different type of offensive guy, and he has all these new ideas, and they look at him as sort of like a fresh set of eyes instead of somebody who's going to keep that sort of continuity. Like, we don't know that about Kevin Petullo, and the Eagles are good at learning from their mistakes.
Well, let's throw this out there before we go back to the phones and give you a second clue for Hugh's clues. Do we want them to keep the offense the same, or do we want them to change it up a little bit?
Before you
say any names, Hugh, just the concept.
Meshing concepts.
Well, remember that whole thing? Like, if you could have your way, would you want to keep it exactly the same and plug and play because it worked out so well at the end? Or would you like to introduce some new stuff because that impacts who they might hire?
I think I would like some innovative ideas. Not change too much, because I think when you tell people that or you say that, people don't really, I don't think they have a idea of what that entails. Because when you say change some things, I'm thinking, long talking a little bit, I'm thinking that normally you don't want to be the same team that you were. You want to kind of tweak some things. You might, you might want to get more of a passing attacking ball. You might want to be a little bit more balanced offensively. But the run game is going to be your bread and butter. I think that when you bring offensive coordinator in here, he's going to have to color within the lines a little bit.
Because it works, what they're doing.
But I think that with the addition of new individuals, because you're probably going to go out and get another slot receiver. I would say, given on what potentially is going to happen with Kenny Gainwell, you might want to go get another back. And we talked about that a little bit. You might want to spell Saquon a little bit. Maybe you want to put a two-back system in that kind of takes a little bit of pressure because he is 28 years old.
And he's coming off 400-something rushes.
Yeah, he's rushed the ball a lot. So they're going to be, just because of your personnel, they're going to be things that are going to evolve naturally.
Yeah, like last year was easier. The offense wasn't good enough. Of course we want to change it, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's get new ideas. This time they're coming off of winning the Super Bowl, and they got better as it went along in the postseason. I think there's going to be a natural, like, hey, let's not mess this up too much. We finally figured it out.
So I guess this is going to sound weird coming off the fact that they did just win the Super Bowl, but when we say, like, don't change from what worked, there was a point this season where the wide receiver said, what's wrong with the offense is the passing.
Of course. They almost lost to the Panthers.
And a lot of us said, well, he could only obviously be talking about the quarterback. But Kellen Moore played a huge part in that, too. Like, it's not just Jalen Hurts. That was obviously some of a Kellen Moore issue.
It probably was. I mean, he was the play call on that team. Right? So, yeah, he wears
there,
all
there
of
are
it.
Things that need to be changed,
yeah, it was
is
a
what
bit,
I'm saying.
It was a little bit of, it was
but
a
if
bit
you
of
change too much, then you have to get good at that. You know what I mean? Like, they've got good at something. Whatever they did this year, it worked. It was mistake-free. It was running the football. And then by the end, it seemed like Jalen found the balance between not turning it over and taking shots. Like, so, it took them a while to find that.
I guess what I don't buy, in at least in terms of the NFL, is the whole saying, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're supposed to be ahead of that.
You are.
So, like, the whole problem in 2023, and we said this a lot, was like, we're getting the counterpunch now, and we didn't see it coming. Like, we need to counter the counterpunch. Like, maybe you need to be ahead of that and throw a different look out there before that catches up to you.
Yeah, and that might be what they try to do with this hire. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Oh, we get a second clue.
For Hugh's clues.
For these bomb clues I've been giving all day.
What do you got?
Well,
you only gave one so far, Hugh.
This president was quoted at the Eagles parade.
Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting.
That should be a no-brainer
right there. There's a little theme. It fits with the theme. All right, so president before the year 2000, and this president was quoted during the parade. Mike in Swedesboro is up here on WIP. Hey, Mike. All right, we'll get back to Mike in a second.
My mom was too big.
You didn't put him on.
I did. It just didn't. It didn't go.
Mike,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You got it, Mike.
Right out the gate.
Let's go. Man. You must have listened to Lane Johnson's speech, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. I couldn't get into the city. I'm in Swedesboro, so I tried to get in the on 13th and Rentner, my brother's house, the night before, but I was not paying for that parking garage across the street from the hospital, man.
I'm sure. Yeah, Mike, it was wild in here.
Bananas.
Like, Mike, so I came in early on Friday just to make sure I could get over there by the time we had to get on for our show. But I walked back near where our studio is. It took me like an hour just to get to the highway, and it's like, it's not, I don't know, it's like a tenth of a mile from the building. Like, it was wild in the city Friday.
I can't imagine, man. Like I said, I was there in for the first one. A lot younger, a lot rowdier then. And it was a lot of fun. But yeah, this one I kind of had to sit out just with work and and whatnot. But yeah, man. To get to your point though, like yeah, I'm kind of nervous that we're dealing with another coordinator again. And the only reason I'm really nervous about it is just because of the inconsistency. It's like, Jalen looks really good with certain coordinators, and he looks not that great. Who they're going to bring in next, I would love for them to promote within. I have a feeling that Kellen's going to kind of get a stranglehold on Kevin and maybe bring him in, offensive coordinator. So, like, I'm with, you know, with you. Like Frank would be awesome. I mean, dark horse, and it's never going to happen, but imagine if we could get Nick Saban to agree to be our offensive coordinator and coach Jalen again.
Would Jalen like that?
Well, I mean, he respects
him. Yeah, he does, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he respects the man. So it's like, it's never going to happen, but just like, you know,
so Nick Saban take a pay cut to be an offense coordinator? Because that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. He leaves college game day. I mean, I don't know.
He's taking a massive pay cut.
He's got the fight in him again. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't shock me if Saban wanted to get back into coaching at some point.
And take a pay cut?
Bill Belichick just did. Belichick went from TV.
Exactly.
Bill Belichick probably
not.
Now, to be fair, Saban's background is defense. He was a defensive guy. But obviously, he coached Jalen, and he worked with him a lot. I mean, anytime you bring in smart people, I'm good with it. Mike, we appreciate the phone call, and congratulations on winning the four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 26th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, visit acboatshow.com. I don't know. You're gonna get complaints on your clues today, and someone got it pretty early here. Hugh.
No, I'm not complaining. I made it easy for him. That's why I said it like that.
Just feeling generous today. Trying to give away a prize. Give away that four pack of tickets.
A little generous today.
All right. So you mentioned this earlier, the idea of Jalen and how much input he gets on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the times in Jalen's career, isn't this the moment where he could ask and they could consider giving him input on the coordinator? Like, isn't he at his highest peak of his status?
Yeah, he's a champion. Yeah,
right.
He's a champion. Yeah, he should be able to have that ability to ask, I would think.
No, but he did say, and we played it earlier, that it's out of his jurisdiction.
But it's probably because he's a police officer now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but maybe he's not going to ask because of what happened 2 years ago with the whole Brian Johnson thing.
No, he's probably in that meeting. I would venture to think that Jalen would want to be a part of that. Like, yo, what y'all doing? What y'all thinking? You know, he might not have the input, but he. He gets a leg up on what are you thinking, what conceptually, what we could potentially do, what are you thinking about as far as this defense evolving, stuff like that. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I think he should. I mean, especially because moving forward, he has to learn the new offense. It's on him more than anybody else to figure it out, and that's
definitely.
Why this year, I know they won the Super Bowl, and that's we remember the end and how great it was at the end. Hugh, those first 4 or 5 weeks were really choppy.
It was a growing pain.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Well, it was to the point where we were wondering if they were going to be able to fix it. That's how choppy the first 4 weeks were, and that's why I go to this whole thing with Kellen Moore. It turned out really well. If I could have kept him, I would have kept him. Obviously, he wanted to be a head coach. He took the head coaching job. Boom, he's the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. But it feels to me like it is a big deal. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. All right, let's check in on the Twitter poll here. Losing Kellen Moore is a big deal or no big deal? A big deal, 53%. No big deal at 47%. This is pretty split. I do wonder what the reaction is going to be when they hire someone. You know, in terms of my guess, Hugh, is they're going to stay in-house. Like, if you ask me a guess right now, I would say it's not going to be someone outside the building. They're going to end up keeping who they have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess. Now, if they don't and they go with someone else, then we'll kind of jump into that guy. You've brought up Frank Reich a couple times.
Yeah.
You're in on the Frank Reich idea?
I think so. I mean, you know, a guy that was here when Jalen first got here, you know, probably has been humbled a little bit of humbling. But it's somebody you're familiar with. And I think that's important because now we're in a position where, you know, Jalen talks about consistency. Well, it's not consistent, but it's someone you're familiar with, familiarity. You know, guy that came in when you first were drafted, well, was here when you were first drafted. And so you get to see, or he gets to see the evolution of you. And you could probably sit down and y'all could bounce a bunch of ideas off each other.
Yeah, well, there's a connection there between Sirianni and Reich that makes it make a lot of sense. Although his offenses haven't been good for a while. I mean, I haven't been impressed with a Frank Reich offense probably since Nick Foles was the quarterback of the Eagles.
And you, to be fair to Frank, probably personnel had something to do with that.
Sure.
You know, the lack of personnel, the fact that people were hurt.
And he hasn't had a team like this. I get that.
This is a stacked roster, man.
Well, you would think almost anyone that comes in here, it should be good. I mean, like, they should score a lot of points.
It ain't a whole lot you got to do. You just got to, you know, keep your guys healthy and you know, evolve a little bit. Evolve in some of your philosophies as far as your play calling and whatnot. Yeah, I think it should be fine.
Let's go to Doug in Ottsville. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Let me just get you off speaker. Sorry, man.
You got it, Doug. All right, what are we thinking today?
I'm thinking it doesn't matter who we bring in. I mean, Joe, you just said with this amount of talent, anybody's going to be good.
Well, they should. But, Doug, Brian Johnson was here a year ago, and they were not a very good offense.
Well, I think it's funny that you keep saying that Jalen's got to prove it going forward. Well, he's beaten Patrick Mahomes, or at least played above his level, with three different coordinators.
I don't think I said he has to prove it. I think he's proven a lot so far, but he's going to have to learn a new offense.
We'll see how he does under a new offense.
Well, but Doug, wouldn't you agree with, like, just let's look at the last 3 years. He did great with Steichen. He did not as good with Brian Johnson. He did very good again, especially towards the end with Moore. So, like, how do I know what next year is?
Nobody knows what next year is, Joe. All I'm saying is we keep questioning, why did Jalen do so bad? Well, A, he had a terrible offensive coordinator, we're assuming. And the defense was so bad that he had to play hero ball, right?
I mean, right, but that's you're making my point. If the offensive coordinator isn't good, like let me say it this way: Jalen has not shown to be yet offensive coordinator proof.
Didn't you just say that we have enough talent that anybody come in here should be good?
Should, but that doesn't mean they will. Like, if Jalen Hurts had the same year 3 years in a row, I don't even think this is a discussion. Because then he and the offense is offensive coordinator proof. Don't we have the proof that that's the opposite? It's been dependent on the coordinator a little bit.
How has Jalen played against the Chiefs 3 years in a row with three different coordinators?
Right, but the NFL season isn't the Chiefs. That's one game in February. Like they have to play 17 to just get there.
I've gotten to the point that it is us against the Chiefs.
Well, I don't agree with that.
I think it used to be everybody against Brady. Everybody's got to beat Patrick Mahomes, or unless we've gotten to the point where everybody has to try and beat us.
Right, but Doug, they got to play 17. They got to play 20 games next year to get to potentially the Chiefs again. Doug, like, that's a lot.
We all know this, but you're starting to sound like a little bit happier dad version of Mad Mike.
I don't understand. They just lost their quarterback. Hold on a second. Doug.
That's crazy.
Doug, they just scored 95 points in the two biggest games of their lives, and they lost the guy calling those plays, and I'm supposed to say, whatever.
Well, I think what you just said, we should be okay as long as we keep all those players who
Right, but Doug, 2 years ago, everyone said the same thing. Like, Brian Johnson's known him since he was 4 years old. They got all these good players, and then they stunk in the postseason the next year.
Don't know why you want to worry about something that you have no control over, and most likely we're all saying
you ain't like.
Well, I'm not mad. I'm nervous. I'm not mad at anything. I expect, of course, Kellen Moore's going to take the job. Like, I'm not mad at him.
Just enjoy what we just been through. Stop being nervous.
Yep. Okay, Doug. I want to win again, though. Don't you want to win again?
As long as we keep Jalen and Nick and Saquon, Dallas. The offensive line, this defense, Vic Fangio, I think we got a pretty damn good job chance of winning.
I agree. Well, Doug, I agree with you on that. And there's a reason they're the favorites. What's that?
Why are you nervous?
Because they just lost their coordinator. It's just a reality of the NFL.
You keep saying
who is favored to win the Super Bowl?
The Eagles. The Eagles are, Doug. But don't you see the fine line between good and great? Like, don't you feel that?
Yep. We don't know. I mean, if Jalen gets hurt next year, we're screwed. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is.
Well, of course, but like, what's the point of having a discussion if you say, well, he gets hurt? Well, okay, then what?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, I think we are in the upper echelon, and unless something drastically goes wrong, and I don't think it will, we're still going to be there.
I agree, but I think you're missing the point, Doug, and that's okay. There's a fine line between good and great. We just did this 2 years ago.
There's a line between love and
hate. Didn't we just literally do this 2 years ago? I feel like we're repeating the same conversation when Steichen left. Ah! No big deal.
Because we're in the honeymoon stage of this thing.
Yeah,
you're already talking divorce.
No, I'm not talking divorce.
I let it go
last week. Kellen Moore left. He had a press conference down in New Orleans, and all we did is drink and celebrate for 5 days. Now he's gone, and I'm trying to figure things out.
You ain't been married that long. You're already trying to incorporate other people into the relationship already.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it. It was ambiguity.
What was the context of that? How did you get to that word?
I forgot. But it was poignant. It got the people going. It got people.
That was very poignant. Yeah.
It got people talking.
There is it did.
I needed to go viral.
Oh, is that the goal? He was trying to go viral. That wasn't what I was thinking as you were trying to get that word out. No. He's going to go viral here.
That's a viral moment right there, bud. that was definitely not a viral.
How far he's fallen from being in Limitless to now just doing whatever he can.
Hey, I'm doing stuff for likes and clicks.
That's how you know you're not really
engagement
an actor
farming
anymore.
On the midday show.
Any update on the acting career?
Oh, you know what? I kind of put it on. Like, I've gotten calls now. Like, I've reached out to some of my Hollywood friends. And
calls
the biggest
about what?
Thing, and the biggest thing that's held me back is my job. I told him I don't want to miss any work, so that's it.
Yeah. We already said you had vacation time.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
Yeah, that seems to me like the calls really aren't flowing in.
They are flowing. Like wait a minute. Hello, wait a minute. Yeah, call me back. I'm at work right now. They call him all the time.
Well, after we were playing his line in Limitless, but one of the most key lines of the entire movie, how could the calls not be lining up?
I would love to have someone in the audience that is Math involved in Hollywood.
Man, I've been getting calls. I just, you know what I'm saying? I've been busy.
Yeah.
It don't fit.
If you actually are an agent or involved in Hollywood and you're listening, please let us know what you think of Hugh's acting, because
acting is awesome.
Well, that's great, but that doesn't mean you're an A-list actor. I mean,
Hey, you heard that line. Yeah. I killed it.
No, you did.
Sorry, partner.
And that's why you're here with us. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your calls on this with Kellen Moore. I think the loss is a big deal. I don't think the Eagles are going to go in the tank. Like, relax, but it's a big deal. In the line and the, you know, that gap between good and great, it's a loss. And I think it's a big one. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? But suddenly, on the other side, we also have something else to talk about here. The Phillies, they're starting spring training. They're in Clearwater. Devin's going to join us. Yep, they're back. Devin's going to join us at 1. And we'll get her take of what she's seen down there. And we'll talk about, on the other side, one of the biggest changes, potentially, for the season coming up. The Phillies keep hitting that. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.